The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated. Hello and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor,
Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie.
How are you today?
Very good. How are you?
Fantastic. We are here to answer your real estate questions and discuss different real estate topics every Saturday and Sunday. We have a full-time real estate office with many full-time realtors. We are the proud recipient of the Quality Service Award from Century 21 for 2010 and 2011. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years. During the week,
feel free to email us any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or if you want to suggest a topic for a show, give us a call at 570-344-6724.
To view our listings, to search the MLS listings, to listen to archive radio shows, or to check out a video of our realtors, go to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. And remember to friend us on Facebook. Today with us for the second week in a row, we have Dave Lewis from L.A. Lewis Moving and Storage Company. They're professional movers. And Dave is the general manager, owner. Yep,
that's correct.
President. Okay. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you.
You've been in business since 1899, your third generation. It's a family-owned business, correct?
Proud of the fact that, yes, we have been in the Scranton area since 1899. Grandfather, my father, and now me.
All right. Wonderful. So last week we talked about everything related to moving locally. And a lot of the things we talked about was carefully plan and prepare for a move, getting a written estimate, not over the phone, getting a written estimate. And you're proud to say that your estimates usually fall within 10%.
10% and sometimes right on the dime.
All right. See, I was listening. And you talked about the do's and don'ts, obviously, of packing, what to do, what not to do. So this week, I thought, you know, I'd ask you a few more questions related to moving. You know, how far in advance does somebody call you to say, come out, look at us, give us an estimate?
I would say a minimum of 1 month up to the van line that we represent requires or asks for at least 2 months prior to. Their step process is 8 months prior to your move date.
So when you give a date and you commit to that date, will you be there?
Absolutely.
Have you never not been there?
When we commit to a move date, L.A. Lewis, you will have an L.A. Lewis truck parked at your door.
Okay. Rain, sleet, snow?
We have a motto. Rain, snow, or sleet, Lewis's trucks are on the street.
All right. Okay. So you move in all different types of conditions. So when there's school delays and school call-offs, you don't call off your move.
That's the unfortunate part. But unfortunately, if you do have a foot of snow on the ground, then we do have to talk.
You have to scramble. I know. Okay. All right. So you're a full-service moving company. You do local moves. Mm-hmm. You do interstate, intrastate, and international moves.
That's correct.
So you do it all. And so you're professional and you've been in business for a long time. So you have loyal workers that work for you, professional crew. How many trucks do you have?
We have approximately, say, 12 units, different sizes, from tractor trailers right down to cube vans.
It must be really tricky some days.
It is, yes.
All right. But you oversee it all, and some days it goes smoothly, some days you got some...
Juggling?
We have some juggling to do.
Juggling?
Yeah, I would say.
Like I said, a foot of snow, we need to talk.
All right. So locally, it's by the hour. If somebody moves, it has a local move, that's by the hour. What happens when you take it into another state, another part of the country? How do you price those relocation projects?
Okay, when you get into the long distance and the international, you pay a per hundredweight cost. Okay. And again, you know, it all depends on volume, mileage, where you're being transported to.
Do you ever hear of anything happening where somebody has a closing here and they have to be out in Jersey, you know, for the, you know, 2 days later?
That's top on my don't list. Okay. You never schedule your house closing the same day that you're moving.
And why would that be?
There are so many issues with the house closings that can go wrong. The banks, the money doesn't show up at the bank. You want to make sure that you have the keys to your house before you move.
Okay. Say they have a closing on their house in the morning and they want to close on the new house in the afternoon because they need the money from the first house to close on the second house. And it's a 20-mile move.
These are the horror stories that we've talked about.
Oh, I know them well. I live them. Yes. Okay. So, all right. Well, in a perfect world, we had the luxury, and we really did have the luxury of having our property and owning it and working on it for some time, a year and a half to be exact, not that I was counting or watching or anything like that. So I was able to, you know, decide what to move. And I had the perfect scenario in that sense because I was starting to pack. When you say, you know, schedule your move 2 months out or 30 days, I scheduled it a year out, you know, and I had the workers, the contractors, and my husband do my closets and finish my cubby holes in the attic so I could pack things and do truckloads every morning before I would actually go to my office and take over, you know, the opposite season of clothes. So, but a lot of people don't have that luxury.
Right.
They have like hours
That's
between
correct.
Ownership, yep. You know, so sometimes it's a little harder to deal with that. But I could certainly appreciate why you would be saying something like that.
Well, when it comes to the house closing and you can't close, and then, of course, that's where the storage in comes
mm-hmm,
in.
Mm-hmm.
So if it doesn't close, you can pack everything up and store it.
That's correct.
All right. So in case of an emergency. Mm-hmm. That's right. Good. Now, if I have the U-Haul truck and I have everything loaded on the U-Haul truck, I don't have that option.
No, right, right.
And plus, I just gave my friend 6 cases of beers. Now they're all drunk and they can't unload everything.
And those are some phone calls that we get as well. The happy movers.
Didn't show up.
They didn't show up and your friends didn't show up. And
they're passed
geez,
out
I,
somewhere.
I have my upright piano stuck in the hallway coming up from the basement. What do I do now?
Oh, my. Do you walk them through it over the phone? Or
you know, sometimes we can try. Oh, yep. Right. Yes. Yep.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is Dave Lewis from L.A. Lewis Incorporated, a moving and storage company. And if you can, give me your contact information, please.
Yeah, once again, I'd like to emphasize our website is www.lalewismoving.com. It's loaded with information for the consumer, what to do and what not to do for your move, and how to schedule your move. We can be reached locally if you don't have a computer at 570-346-5749.
Now, getting back to the move and the piano, you brought up a piano. Is there something, we talked about appliances last week and the special needs of appliances that the certain packaging that you need and the original boxes, so on and so forth for those plasma or flat screen TVs. How about a piano? Is there anything special about a piano?
Well, really, a standard piano that a consumer has really doesn't require any servicing per se. Other than it does require a professional to move it. We have the equipment. If it has to go up to a second floor, We have the equipment, and basically what that comes down to, it comes down to manpower, the proper amount of manpower, and that's where our estimate process comes in.
You should see this guy. This guy has got the proper amount of manpower. I'm looking at his arms. His arms are like my legs.
Yeah.
This man does not have to go to the gym because he's lifting dumbbells all day.
I was just going to ask you, Chico, to the gym.
He doesn't have to.
Not at all.
You don't need to.
And he's stronger than anybody in the gym, I guarantee it.
Sure, sure. Okay. Yeah, we were amazed by the movers, and they just with ease. It just looked like it was just they were picking up a napkin.
Yeah, not even breaking it. Well, I don't know if they broke a sweat, but they moved the stuff around effortlessly.
So there's nothing really special about pianos. I do you have anything to talk about, Pat, regarding a piano? You moved a piano by yourself.
No, it wasn't by myself. It was I invited some friends over. I pulled a pickup truck right to the front door.
And the over the grass.
Over the grass, and the three of us have hernias. So now we're good.
International moves. How do you even start? What do you do and how do you do it? I can't even imagine.
Well, again, no matter what, you're moving locally, you're moving intrastate, interstate, international, you want to make sure you get an estimate. Get a half a dozen estimates if you have to. The process, whether you're moving locally or you're moving international, it's basically the same. It all depends on how it's packed. It has to be properly packed. When you're moving international, it goes into a sea container. Say if you're moving to Hawaii, for instance, you're putting your furniture on a boat, and you want to make sure that it's packed properly, it's padded properly, and it doesn't move in that container till it gets to its destination.
We were having this talk before. They even have special suspensions on their trucks, so your furniture doesn't arrive as splinters or toothpicks when it's getting somewhere. You were telling me, right? They have special...
Right. It's a specially designed... the structure of the body of a moving van is with the strapping material that's inside. The suspension is air ride, so when you hit a jounce, the body itself really per se doesn't move. It all takes it in the air ride suspension.
Unlike my truck, that's a 2500, that you feel the painted lines on the road when you drive over them.
Right. And you said that the old truck was worse.
It was even worse. It was
even
worse.
I can't even imagine.
I need a chiropractor after I drive around in my truck for too long.
Okay. All right. We're headed towards a break. Before we do so, Pat, would you kindly review a listing, please?
Yes. This house is a perfect candidate for an FHA or a VA loan. It is a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home located at 1259 Short Avenue in Scranton for only $89,000. This home is in excellent condition. It has many updates. The gas boiler was replaced in 2009. In 2010, the 2-car garage roof and door were replaced. It has an above-ground pool. The replacement windows are less than 10 years old. The building also has a newer roof and an exterior that was recently painted. It also has a covered patio, a fence yard, and a shed. So if you're looking for a home in excellent condition, give us a call about 1259 Short Avenue in Scranton for only $89,000.
Stay with us on the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will be back after a very brief break on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, in with my husband, Fell Realtor.
Pat Devaney. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. And our very special guest, Dave Lewis of L.A. Lewis Incorporated, a moving and storage company. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And before the break, Dave, we were talking about cautioning people against scheduling a closing the same day as they're moving.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's a big no-no.
That's a big pet peeve of yours, I'm sure. And we talked about some long-distance moves and international moves. And those types of moves, you charge by weight?
That's correct.
Okay.
Did you know Allentown's a long-distance move?
I knew that.
I didn't know that. Okay. I would think, you know, Allentown, if we can drive there, it's not long distance.
Oh, so it's like an hour away, so you don't think it's, you wouldn't consider that a long distance move.
Well, the mover does.
Okay, right.
That's all that matters.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes from different points of Dunmore, going over to West Scranton, that's a long...
Yeah, from some people, yeah, it is. Not for me.
All right. And did you know, I'm sure you know this, Dave, I'm not telling you anything that you don't know, but some moves are tax deductible.
That's correct. Your interstate moving is tax deductible.
If it's, there's some requirements that have to be met.
That's correct.
Employment change, it has to meet a distance test and a time test.
That's correct.
Yeah, so accountants and, you know, special tax people would know the answers to all of that, but there are some moves that can be tax deductible.
And again, generally it is on a long distance move, and that information can be found in our pre-plan moving guide.
All right. And how do we get in touch with you?
You can reach us at our website is www.lalewismoving.com. Our Scranton number is, phone number is 570-346-5749.
In business since 1899.
Yes.
You're third generation.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So you know what you're doing. You're reputable. You're professional. And you do it all. International, interstate, intrastate, local moves. What would you say about somebody that wants to get internet bids on moving?
Well, this goes right back to our horror stories. The consumer really has to be careful on scheduling a move, dealing with internet companies. You want to make sure when you pick your mover that you pick someone that is reputable. That represents a national van line, for instance. I'm an agent for United Van Lines, and there's at least a dozen carriers that move interstate that I can continue to go on down the line. Mayflower is a reputable moving company. Allied, North American, Atlas, Wheaton, Beacons, and once again, these are all national carriers. And they have agents throughout the United States and worldwide.
So you're with United.
That's correct.
And so you, when you're a part of that carrier, you have to adhere to certain laws and regulations.
All of their rules and regulations, and we have agents all throughout the United States, all the major cities, internationally, all the major cities international.
So, yes, because different states have different laws, and internationally there's a whole different set of things, the way that they do things. So you would have to know, and that's great to know, that deal with these type of companies because they have agents everywhere, and you're adhering to those rules and regulations.
That's correct.
Right. He's got a bricks and mortar building on, Luzerne Street in Scranton, and we know that Dave's going to show up. So somebody's going to come and give me an estimate. I would like to see you before the move, to put a face with it. If I'm going to go to a website and I'm going to have to do calculations of how much mine costs and what this and that, I don't know if these people are regulated. You are regulated by the state PUC, correct?
That's correct. And moving long distance, we're regulated by the Department of Transportation, which took over, of course, the old Interstate Commerce Commission.
Right, so I don't want to schedule and put my stuff, which is very valuable to me, to fly-by-night movers from somebody from the internet. I mean,
right. Just a tip for a consumer, you want to make sure when you look at their ad, at the very bottom of their ad or somewhere in their advertisement should be their Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission number and also their DOT number. Again, these two agencies when you're moving locally and within the state of Pennsylvania. The Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission is the consumer representative when you're moving long distance. The Department of Transportation watches over our industry, so the consumer is getting their bang for their buck, basically.
Protected. And so, you know, how many times do people not see those things until after the fact?
That's correct. You know, we get so many phone calls at our office with the internet companies that don't show up, people overbooking themselves. You know, the list can just go on and on. Internet companies are, they're not good for our industry. They give our industry a bad name.
Okay, so don't go on
Craigslist or eBay. eBay might be a good place to get a charger for my cell phone, but maybe not a mover.
Okay. Well, we certainly have our own experience with internet companies, and I know a lot of places. Sometimes the consumer thinks that, you know, they can shop around for a mortgage online, and sometimes when they're, you know, being told something, it's sometimes you have to really think about if it's too good to be true.
It usually is. We have the experience this week with one of our agents. It was supposed to close on the day of closing. The underwriter suddenly says, we're not going to give you the money. And it's not because it was one of the people we usually recommend. They went outside the circle and they thought they were getting this great deal. Now they have no deal. They have nothing.
Right. And that poor seller.
That's right.
Who thought they were closing on the house, you know?
Well, once again, that's where the storage part comes in. Unfortunately, that's an additional cost for the consumer to put their goods in storage.
But you can do that. You can do the stuff for storage.
We didn't touch on storage. You know, sometimes your goods have to come into storage. You're being relocated to an area where you're building a house. Again, you want to get an estimate from a reputable mover. Look at the facility where you're moving your furniture to.
Right. What if it gets water? What if it's damp?
Yeah, right. What if it gets stolen?
Yeah.
Well, is it secure?
That's one thing we emphasize to our customers, no matter where they're going to store it, with us or someone else, go to the storage facility and inspect the facility.
Good advice. Excellent advice. Okay. Well, at least people have that option with you because you have a storage facility, and that's excellent. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. And with us today is Dave Lewis of L.A. Lewis Incorporated, a moving and storage company. You are the general manager and president.
That's correct.
Okay.
One thing I want to correct for the record, I am in business with my brother, Evan, who's also, we're partners in the business. My brother, Evan, he takes care of the commercial warehousing end of our business. I take care of the general management of the moving and storage portion.
Okay, great. So it's a family-run business. And so do you see each other?
Generally, we get along so good because we communicate on the phone.
All right.
I get along great with my parents. They're 135 miles away.
Right. So what do people sometimes forget to do? We're going to be wrapping up our show here in a few minutes.
Once again, I want to emphasize the scheduling. You know, you want to make sure that you start your move process 6 to 8 weeks prior to your moving. Get an estimate. Get a visual estimate. We get so many customers call looking for ballpark figures. A ballpark figure is not a binding figure.
No, right. How could it be?
Get the cost in writing. Deal with a reputable moving and storage company. You know, if you have to go to the Better Business Bureau, you know, check the list. I represent United Van Lines, who is, they are the number one in the industry. We have others that we deal with. They're not deal with, but fly the different colors: Mayflower, Allied, North American, Atlas, Wheaton, Beacons. They are all major van lines, and they have generally reputable people representing them throughout the United States, nationwide, and worldwide.
So when people are moving, if they don't want you to move their items, they should either remove them from the premises or have them put off to the side, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, because they can make their way on the moving van.
That's right.
Okay. How about neighbors? Do you have any tips for, you know, if there's a neighborhood and houses are fairly close together and there's on-street parking?
Right. You should make sure that you notify your neighbors a couple days prior or maybe even a week prior. So, you know, like we discussed, you don't want to make sure that they don't have a yard sale the same day that you're moving.
Right. So that there's room for the moving truck to park and
that's
get the furniture on and off. Okay, excellent.
Because if the truck is down the block, it might be an extra charge, right? If the guys have to walk a block with everything.
Well, it's by the hour if it's a local move.
That's more time.
More time.
Time is money.
And time is ticking, right?
We have all aids that we have available to the consumer. Again, go to our website at www.lalewismoving.com. Call our office. It's 570-346-5749. All this information is available to you. We'd be happy to mail this out to you free of charge.
Okay, and then, yes, you have an office that's located in West Scranton.
That's correct.
So they can come by, and you have beautiful brochures, lovely, glossy brochures, and a lot of time and information is in those brochures that people can read at their leisure.
That's correct.
All right, and all the do's and the don'ts and tips.
Right.
And buying a house is stressful enough, and going through the move, they can come in, they can pack everything for you and move it. Just one less thing that you have to do.
Right.
Now, do people generally tip the movers?
Well,
I believe we did.
Loaded question.
I know.
It is against the law to ask for it or accept gratuity.
Okay.
But again, it's totally up to the consumer. And of course, the people that work for me appreciate the fact that they did a good job.
Yeah, and I did because they really, really went above and beyond. And they were so nice, too. So, yeah, all right. I believe in tipping. I even tip the gas attendant. If he's outside in the cold and the rain, I just feel like, here's a buck.
When I pump the gas for you, you don't tip me. What's up with that?
And you're not getting one either.
I have to pay for it, too. And then I'm using my card.
Well, hey.
I'm taking the shaft here, boy. Let me tell you.
Before we close, Pat, will you review a listing?
Yes. This is a 3-unit property in Dunmore with a double in front, and behind that is another building. All the units are 2 bedrooms. One of the apartments in the front has been remodeled, and it's very nice. The other 2 units need to be updated. This is located at 307-309 Cherry Street in Dunmore. There's a lot of potential here. All of the units have separate utilities, but 2 of them need some work. It also has a 1-car garage. So if you're handy or if you're looking for a project, give us a call about 307-309 Cherry Street in Dunmore. That's a 3-unit property for $85,000, and that's listed by Julie Roback of our office.
Okay, thank you, Pat. And before we close, I review a tip. But before I do, I want to thank Dave for 2 weeks in a row, Dave Lewis of L.A. Lewis Moving and Storage Company. Thank you for being with us, and we had an excellent discussion 2 weeks in a row.
Thank you very much for having me. This has been outstanding. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here and talk to you folks and talk to you about the
moving process.
The greatest subject of my life, moving and storage. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And if you can, give me your contact information, please.
Yeah. Once again, I'd like to emphasize our website is www.lalewismoving.com. It's loaded with information for the consumer, what to do and what not to do for your move and how to schedule your move. We can be reached locally if you don't have a computer at 570-346-5749.
Out of sight, out of mind. That's what I think about when I read this tip. Rusty shutoff valves. Check under your sinks and behind your toilets for the shutoff valves on your water supply lines. These little used valves may slowly rust in place over time and may not work when you need them the most. Keep them operating by putting a little machine oil or WD-40 on the handle shafts. Twist the handles back and forth to work the oil into the threads. If they won't budge, give the oil a couple of hours to penetrate and try again. We're out of time. Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker, during the week.
Feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or if you want to suggest a topic, feel free to email it to us, or you can call our office at 570-344-6724.
View our listings or search the MLS. Listen to archive radio shows or view a realtor video by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. And remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 and Sunday at 11:30 to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Jackie and Pat. Have an enjoyable weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.